Well, they call her the First Lady of Science Fiction, and she's got her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Gail Ann Hurd is a producer and writer with credits on some of the most successful films of the last 30 years. The Terminator movies, Aliens, The Incredible Hulk, a bit of a theme there. In recent years, Gail Ann Hurd has shifted her attention to television as executive producer of the zeitgeist series of recent times, The Walking Dead, which is described as a dystopian zombie drama and also an allegory of contemporary society. I caught up with Gail Ann Hurd recently when she was visiting Australia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Gail, The Walking Dead, one of the most watched television series of all times, which is quite something. Hugely popular in Australia, but a success everywhere, really. Africa, the Middle East, Asia. Why does all the world love a zombie?
I think because zombies can represent just about anything that we're afraid of. It can represent global financial collapse. It can represent, you know, fear of natural disasters. They really do stand in for just about every possible calamity the human race faces.
So for those listening who aren't familiar with The Walking Dead, how does The Walking Dead do that? How is it an allegory of contemporary society?
Well, it's based on the Robert Kirkman comic book, and it really is a journey of a post-apocalyptic band of survivors of a zombie apocalypse. In this case, in the southeastern part of the United States.
Half the girl, then the boy. Then I'm going to shoot you, and then we'll be square.
Let him go. Stop it, you squirm. Let him go.
It shows how they survive and question whether or not they can maintain their humanity in the face of such devastation and, you know, such a violent world.
So as you talk about that, I immediately think of the global financial crisis. Is that the sort of allegory you're talking about, that people in US post-GFC might be thinking about themselves, how they survive in this world?
You know, it really is everything. I think we wake up almost every morning with a sense of dread and a sense of, but for the grace of God go I, that all that we take for granted in our first world experience could be taken away from us in a moment, whether it's, you know, terrible wildfires that you have here, or, you know, financial collapse that's facing much of the world right now, civil war, you name it.
Are you surprised by its global popularity?
We're surprised that it was, first of all, a success in the United States, and secondly, that it seems to have resonated with audiences around the world. So I do think it's quite correct by saying that somehow the zeitgeist in the world made it the right time for this show to appear.
The Walking Dead, as you say, was based on a Robert Kirkman comic book series. This is one of your preferred modes, isn't it? Making film, now TV, from comic books. What attracts you to that? Are you attracted by the comic book element itself and bringing that to life, or by the fact that there's already a fan base out there that exists for this kind of character and therefore you can build on it and enlarge that for them?
I think I respond to the characters. Certainly in our show, even though people might say who aren't familiar with it that it's a show about zombies, that couldn't be further from the truth. It's a show about very individual and complex characters and how they cope with and survive this apocalypse. And that's been the case with the comic books I've adapted to the screen, whether it's The Incredible Hulk. You know, one film was directed by Ang Lee, which gives you an idea of the breadth of respect that the genre has achieved at this point.
Indeed.
And just the fact that they tend to focus on ordinary people thrust into extraordinary circumstances, and that's just something I can't get enough of creatively.
It's interesting, though, not everyone reads The Incredible Hulk or reads these comics and sees that potential. Why do you see that filmically? Is that something about your eye and your brain, or what is it?
I mean, I suppose people could say that it's a product of my arrested development. but I've been a fan of comic books, graphic novels, science fiction, fantasy, and horror literature from the time that I was growing up. So this is a fascination that I've had all along and not something that I developed over the years. And I think what's remarkable is how the world now has embraced this literature, and it's no longer considered subpar, that it's taken its place alongside other respected genres.
It's no longer considered male either, is it, as a genre? In fact, female fans of sci-fi are growing and growing, and that's evident in a whole lot of ways. But the characters, the personification of women is changing too, from what might have been, you know, the sidekick or a highly sexualized character. If you think about The Hunger Games or True Blood, very strong female characters in this area, in this genre now.
It's always been the case, actually. But certainly in my films, some of which have actually spawned comic books, like The Terminator, which, even though it's called The Terminator, is the story of Sarah Connor, an unassuming woman who holds the fate of humanity in her hands. Aliens, which shows a woman can save a group of colonial Marines, even without the military training. So I think that there's the opportunity to explore very complex female characters in these settings and in these worlds. But you're right in the sense that going back to the 40s and the 50s, when the genre began, women were very often the girlfriends or the victims in comic books, and that definitely has changed.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Gail Ann Hurd, Hollywood producer and screenwriter. So you'd be happy then with the title First Lady of Sci-Fi, which was given to you by Stan Lee, one of the elder statesmen, I guess, of this genre.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful moniker, and coming from Stan Lee, who truly is a living legend, makes it even more special.
Gail, do you have a view of the Australian film industry? What's its role, or how's it participating in this sci-fi renaissance?
Well, it's interesting. I actually made a film here in the early 90s, which was released in Australia as Escape from Absalom, and I spent 6 months living here. So that's a science fiction film. And the success, when you think of it, of so many Australian films, going back to Mad Max and the Riddick films, are truly exhibit the fact that Mad Max was even before Terminator. So when you think about it, Australia has had a very, very long and successful tradition of science fiction films.
Gail, and The Walking Dead, Beyond The Walking Dead, what, are you sticking to the sci-fi genre? What's next?
Well, you know, my next show is for the Sci-Fi Channel, so I would I think you can see where that's going.
Absolutely.
It's called Hunters, and it's based on a Whitley Strieber novel called Alien Hunter. And the showrunner is a fantastic woman, Natalie Scheidez, who has an adaptation of 12 Monkeys coming out as a series on Sci-Fi this year.
Okay, and when do we get this?
That will be broadcast in 2016.
Gail Ann Hurd, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Gail Ann Hurd, Hollywood producer and screenwriter. She's just told us she's sticking with sci-fi.